Well, saints, looking at your sermon note insert, what's the title of our message? In celebration of true love waits. Let's say that together. In celebration of true love waits. Amen. Let's pray together. Oh, gracious God Almighty, we praise you this day. You from whence comes our help, our joy, our peace, our strength. And we pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts would be pleasing and acceptable unto you, Lord, and transforming and evident in our lives. Oh, Lord, thank you for your word of encouragement today, both to the young and to the old, that those who wait on the Lord will be able to reach possibilities even beyond our dreams and imaginations in a mighty way. And we thank you ahead of time. And all God's saints join together to say, amen and amen. Amen. In celebration of true love waits. Saints, this afternoon we are going to have a ceremony in which we are going to be honoring the celebrants who have made a commitment to be abstinent until marriage. They are saving their bodies for their future spouse. And so we want to celebrate them. We want to support them. We want them to know we're in their balcony. We're cheering them on. Amen. Amen. They are making that commitment of abstinence until marriage. And it is the only 100% effective way to prevent against negative consequences of sex outside of marriage. Amen. Those consequences like STDs, pregnancies, all kinds of negative emotional problems. Following the word of God, amen. And they're going to stand on God's word. I'm going to ask those who we will be honoring. We know that there's other youth coming from the city of Cleveland, from other churches. They're coming to our ceremony. But for those who are here right now, we had some in the first service. Would you stand so that we can just praise God, especially for you? Amen. You've made that commitment, and we say thank you. We say we honor you. We give you praise, amen. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's something you all need to be proud about. Amen. And it took some of you all too long to get up, and you look shamed about it. But don't be shamed. You've made the best decision that you possibly. You have no idea. But I'm going to try to give you a little idea of how good a decision you have made. Amen. You don't need to be shamed. Amen. Peer pressure, it's called. Don't let it win. Amen. You got Jesus, and Jesus got you and got something good for you. Amen. Amen. In celebration of true love waits. In 1985, Tina Turner received a Grammy Award, which is the highest award in the recording industry for a song, which she published entitled, What's Love Got to Do With It? All right. Now, how many know that? I want you to just sing the chorus with me just a little bit. Okay. What's love got to do with it? What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? What's love got to do with it? What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? Y'all did good. Amen. All right. Now, there have been many definitions giving as the meaning of love, some accurate and some not so accurate. Now, some folks have the romantic estimate of love. They feel that love is a feeling, you know, you could just feel it going up and down your spine. It's like, you know, give you the woozy-oozies, a feeling like you never felt before, and you'll probably never feel it again. That romantic, kind of love, you know. Now, others have a Tina Turner concept of love, and that is a secondhand emotion, which is a physical thing between two people. Now, some have a Philistine concept of love. Now, when the Philistine said to Delilah, "We want you to take your beautiful body and your beautiful self in there to Samson, and we want you to find out the strength of Samson, his secret. Go in there." I can hear Delilah saying, "I don't love Samson. I don't love him." And I can hear them responding to Delilah, "What's love got to do with it? We just want you to go in and discover his secret." They view love simply as a means to achieve an end. Then there are some who have the Solomonian kind of love, King Solomon's kind of love. And he viewed love strictly as a physical thing. King Solomon married 300 women. Now, he also maintained 700 state-financed concubines. So with 1,000 wives, 1,000 women, and his beck and call to Solomon, love was just a physical thing. Now, there are many women today who are living on the borderline of prostitution. They use their bodies to pay their bills with one man and pay the rent with another man and pay the light bill with another. Their concept of love is, "What's love got to do with it?" Unfortunately, many people today feel the same way, that all we need to do is just gratify ourselves without regard to morality, without regards to the expectations of God. So the common thinking in our time is, "What's love got to do with it?" You know, I look as I'm surfing through the TV sometimes, and then I see this fella. He just, oh, I just can't stand it. His name is Flava something. Oh, I'm glad y'all feel the same way. I look at him, and I say, "Oh, Lord." Then I look at all of these women standing in line, seeing what they can do to get Flavor Flay, whatever it is. Oh, my goodness. I'm like, "What is wrong with them? What is wrong with them? Hallelujah, what is wrong with them?" And then I was hearing on the news that one woman out of, her name is New York. I don't know what her real name is. But I heard she was suing Flavor Flay, because she had sex with him, trying to get him to choose her among the other women. Oh, I think he kind of liked New York. I better talk to you after. Okay. All right. So she's suing him, but she done started her own show called I Love New York. And it's a mess, too. Oh, my. It's like, oh, the world, we're in bad shape, saints. I just saw this other show. Oh, let's see. What was it called? I love rock. Oh, my goodness. He's sick, and so are all the women on that show. Oh, my goodness. It's not natural what they're doing. He goes, and whoever he chooses, he goes over and starts licking them in the face. What is that, saints? That is nasty. That's what that is. It's just nasty. It's just nasty. That's the kind of world we're living in. A nasty world. Satan is really running rampant. Sex is everywhere. But saints, God gave us a real example of love in John 3:16. It's in our sermon note sheet. Let's read that together. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Hallelujah. When someone asks the question, "What's love got to do with it?" we should be able to stand and say, "God is love, and God has everything to do with it." Everything. Praise your name, Lord. Saints, God's word tells us in 1 Corinthians 13, which is the love chapter, that love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. It always perseveres. Love never fails. Hallelujah. So today we celebrate true love. Amen. And true love waits. We want our honorees to know we are in your balcony. We are celebrating you, that you are choosing true love for your life. Because same sex is everywhere. Every other TV show has got sex that the people aren't committed. They're not married. It's jump in, jump out. And that's why I never liked James Bond. That was just one movie because he never was committed. The man was just jumping, you know. And the only one that I went to see was because I just love Halle. But I tell you, I don't like James Bond. I don't like that. I don't like him. He won't commit to one woman. All right. I'm not a James Bond person. Okay. Sex is everywhere. TV, the music we listen to. Oh, well, we have a neighbor, and now that the weather got warmer, who thinks that we've elected him to play for all of us till like 3 a.m. I'm up, but, you know, I don't want to listen to, you know, he's got it on JMO and this and that. We're playing it for the whole neighborhood. I'm like, oh, man. But some of them songs I don't want to hear, all right? Movies, sex everywhere, outside of God's design for sex. And even though it's everywhere, young people, that don't make it okay. Instead, sex should be a loving bond between two people who are married. Because sex ties two people together forever. Your virginity should be given to your husband or to your wife. Because your sexuality is a gift. Hallelujah. And we do thank God that the Lord gives us opportunities to have a second virginity, to start all over again. If we've made a bad choice somewhere, we don't have to stay there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can start a second virginity. Amen. But don't, young people, let others, don't let the media influence your values. As you go through school, some of your friends, they may be sleeping around and losing their virginity. Some may be even pressuring you to have sex because it's the cool thing to do. And so one of the latest things is just how far can you go with oral sex? It's like, well, is it really? Yes, it's sex. Oral sex is sex. And it's no. It's outside of God's will for your life. Amen. That's between you and your spouse. Amen. It is only cool. Sex is only cool. Sex is only cool within the bond of marriage. In fact, it's more than cool. It's very, 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 very cool. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Peter. I appreciate that, brother. That was an amen. Amen. It can be awesome. Fun inside the bonds of marriage. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Keep your body, your spirit for your spouse. Amen. If you do, it will be amazing. Hallelujah. Just amazing. True love is not just the physical attraction of two people. It is the depth of the spirit. It's bonding together. Amen. In every way, spirit, body, and soul. It means staying together through the tough times. True love is not just in the sweating of the palm or that tingly feeling, but it's in that compassionate feeling of the heart. True love is a commitment. Everybody say commitment. It's a commitment to another. When it's easy and when it's not. And sometimes it's not easy. I'm not saying it's always easy because it's not. But hallelujah, it's a commitment to another. Hallelujah. Love is the most excellent way. God's love. And so we celebrate true love today because true love waits. It's possible. God says it's possible. through the power of the Holy Spirit, it is possible. Oh, hallelujah. How do I know? Our Old Testament text says today, Isaiah gives the word of encouragement to both the young and the not so young. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. That those who wait on the Lord will be able to rise up with wings as eagles, will be able to reach possibilities that we ourselves never dreamed we could reach, but God knew it all the time. That those who depend on God will be inspired, motivated, and strengthened in such a powerful way that our actions will seem to take off and soar as if we were lifted on wings as eagles. And this is my testimony today, saints. Young people, you can wait. True love waits. You can wait. I did. And it started with a commitment. It started with a commitment. My life is different today because I gave Christ first place in my life. And what we, your church family, are trying to do is to teach you what we have learned. And that is, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you, your dreams, your desires, and even beyond. Hallelujah. That's what we want you to know. I made a decision to trust God and to depend on God's word. And it wasn't always easy. And I don't share this testimony very much because to me, it sounds boring to people, but I had the most exciting life growing up. It just sounds boring, but it really wasn't boring. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I just made a choice. Amen. I decided I really did want I wanted God's best. And I wanted what God had for me. And there were some fine fellas, you know, that came my way. Amen. Some were saved and some weren't saved. But since I was in Christ, I made a decision that I would date those who were in Christ, those who were a part of the family of God. My mother didn't let Susan and I date until we were 16. And when she finally did, this looked like she just kept up with us. Oh, boy. My mother kept up with us. Oh, boy. She kept up. Even how long we was talking on the phone, she'd come by looking at us. And after the third look, we said, okay, I got to go, you know. She really kept up with us. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. And I look pretty cute myself, I'll just have to tell you. I used to be pretty cute, you know. But I had to make a decision, amen. Did I want God's best for my life? And so I made a decision to not smoke, for one thing, because it's so addictive. They put that nicotine in there to keep us smoking. And so we have to make a decision. It's best to don't even try it. But if you do, and God can help you, get away from it. But my father smoked. He smoked Viceroys. So there were Viceroys all over the house, you know. Some of them he just let. They were lit and they were just there. It would have been so easy. They were there all over the house. I could have picked up one of those cigarettes. I could have been smoking all the time. He wouldn't even have known it because his cigarettes were everywhere. But I had just made a decision. I wasn't going to touch any of his cigarettes except to clean up behind him. I cleaned up behind him and that was all. I did not put one of those cigarettes to my lip. You just have to make a decision. Praise God. And I got some pretty healthy lungs, you know. We don't know what's in the future, but I thank God that that's one challenge that I don't have to try to break because I never started it. Amen. I never wanted to go to clubs. I know that sounds boring, but it isn't boring. It's just because to me, there's nothing at the club, you know. It's a whole lot of mess at the club. All right. All right, all right. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Peter. We in agreement. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And I made a decision to not have sex. Now, there was one I can remember. He was really pressuring for it. And I cannot ever stop thanking God enough that I was able to say no, 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 no. And so immediately, you know, he stopped coming around, you know, because the answer was no. And then before he even graduated, he had a couple kids by, oh, yes, he did. And I'm like, oh, God, thank you. Thank you that I said no, 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 because that brother was busy. And I thank you for that strength to say no. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, because I really did want God's best. And was it worth the wait? Absolutely, it was worth the wait. Now, saints, I just got to tell you a little bit. On our wedding night, all right, now, did I do everything right? No, I know I didn't. I probably did a lot of things all awkward or whatever. I was very shy, so I insisted only there would be a tiny little nightlight, you know, because I was like, oh, boy. So, but, you know, I was so shy. But I could see that Pastor Rick was a very, very happy, 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 happy man. And he has worked with his shy wife so that, you know, as we have journeyed together, I done got, whoa, have I got, whoa. All right. Now, you guys who not hairstyles and all, y'all better talk to Pastor Rick. Y'all need to have that as a topic at Men Who Excel. Because Pastor Rick never know what I'm going to look like when I come through that door. Amen. We both love science fiction. I got so many alien outfits and hair glitter and colors that, y'all better stop knocking them styles. Y'all better talk to Pastor Rick. Y'all better start talking. Amen, Peter. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we have grown together. I'm getting better. Y'all just say that. All right. Amen. We've grown together. Now, neither one of us dreamed, you know, at least I didn't, I don't know, I didn't, that I would be his personal dancer, amen. Now, I love to dance. Pastor Rick don't like to dance. Now, when I was growing up, I was always saying to my mom, my dad, watch me, as I was riding the bike, watch me. And so, while I'm dancing, I said, watch me. And he don't want to dance, so he just watches and watches. He's happy and I'm happy. Because I be dancing myself all over the place and I love it. He don't want to dance? Watch me, I'll dance. Amen. So guess what? We both happy. I'm doing what I want to do and he doing what he want to do. Amen. So you learn each other and you make it you. You make it you. Who you are. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Now, young people, when your friends are making plans to have sex and they invite you to participate, just say no. Mm-mm. Say no. Nope, you gotta represent Jesus Christ and you want God's best for you. When others in your class are disrespecting the teachers, disrespecting the school authorities, you gotta say no. Nope, y'all need to stop and I'm not joining you. You got to represent Christ, and I'm going to represent Christ, and I'm not going to join you. If you go along with wrongdoing to avoid being disliked, you are misrepresenting Jesus Christ. You must remember who you are and to whom you belong. And as a Christian, you belong to Christ. Amen. Christ purchased your salvation with his own blood on the cross of Calvary. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, you are not your own. Turn to your neighbor right now and say, neighbor, you are not your own. You are not your own. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Young people, you are God's pride and joy. Hallelujah. And Christ expects you to represent him and to witness for him with your life. 1 Peter 2:9 puts it this way. But you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of God who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So young people, go ahead and represent.
Whoa.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, no, it's not you again.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Now, I want you to know I forgive you for that slap on my face last night, but I'm here to give you another chance.
You know what? That first kiss was too many. That one kiss was one too many.
You know what? I couldn't get over that kiss, so I'm coming back.
Oh, it was one too many.
Tell you what. Let's just try one time.
One time?
Just one time.
Well, that's what I'm exactly afraid of, just one time. I want to save myself for somebody who wants me for a lifetime.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Thank
what
you, Lord.
What could one time possibly hurt?
Well, for starters, it could hurt my mind, it could hurt my heart, it could hurt my body, and it could hurt my future.
I'm just trying to help you out. Everybody out there doing it, and I don't want you missing out on anything.
Well, I guess you don't know everybody, because half of the youth in America are still virgins, so you don't know everybody.
Sound like I got my work cut out for me. Now, I want you to look in my eyes. I know you love me. And if you love me, you ought to be willing to do it with me.
If you loved me, you wouldn't even ask.
Goodness sakes. Look, I know you're probably just a little worried about getting pregnant. I promise to wear a brand new condom.
Promises weren't made to be broken. Condoms weren't made to be broken, but both of them are broken all the time.
Well, now, what you say? I know you're a church girl and all of that.
That's right.
You're probably afraid somebody's going to find out. But, baby, my lips are sealed. I ain't telling nobody.
Well, I'll know, and that's too many people for me.
Now, looky here. 3 Easters ago, I went to church. One thing I remember that preacher saying was, God will forgive you of anything. So what are you afraid of?
What am I afraid of? I'm afraid of HIV. I'm afraid of STDs. I'm afraid of pregnancy. I'm afraid I'll have memories that I'll regret for the rest of my life. That's what I'm afraid of. And I'm afraid of disappointing God.
Well, I can understand all that, but look at this rose I got. Don't you love me enough to try just one time?
Don't you love me enough to not want to have sex with me outside of marriage?
Well, I'll talk about that a little bit later. You know, I wonder if you just chicken.
Well, it seems to me it takes a whole lot more guts to hold out than it does to give in.
You got to realize, though, I'm really thinking of you. Don't you want to know what it feels like?
I do not want to know how it feels like to get an STD or to get pregnant. I do not want to know how that feels.
Girl, you just think of the negative on everything. Get a look at this now.
Yeah, you're looking good. You're looking good. You're looking good. You're looking good.
I can make a real woman out of you.
Well, being a woman doesn't have anything to do with having sex.
Okay, now, suppose we go this marriage route you're talking about.
Yes.
Don't you want us to have a honeymoon that's worth talking about? I mean, we need to practice to get ready for this thing.
I think it would be so much more exciting for us to just learn together, to start off new and to grow and to have fun and just start it off right. That night, the honeymoon night.
Oh, man. You know what? Maybe you just don't like men. Maybe you one of them kind.
Or maybe I'm smart enough to save myself for my husband.
Now look here, I tried to be nice. I'm getting tired of this. You either gonna put it out, or you see that door? I'm going and I ain't coming back.
Fine. See ya.
You're gonna regret this. What's wrong with you anyways?
No, it's what's right with me. Hallelujah. I see God's got something good for me in the future. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Young people, you might be young, but you are not stupid. You have the rest of your life, amen, ahead of you. Praise your name, Lord. So stand up, protect yourself, speak your mind. When that pressure hits, have something to say for yourself. Amen. This is your life we're talking about. Amen. Now soon, prom season will be upon us. I think it starts about the end of this month or into May. All right. Some of you already didn't book the limo and you didn't start getting your outfits and flowers and, oh, now they got prom after prom after after prom. I mean, it just goes on all weekend long. Now, I will share with you, I didn't go to my prom. I wasn't dating anyone. I had no interest. I was working, and I just took pictures of other people. I was happy. I didn't really want to go. But it doesn't mean I didn't have an exciting life, because by the time I graduated, I was voted the friendliest of the whole school, 366 students. I did the most for the school. I was voted that. And I was voted most likely to succeed. I was a part of the life of the church, just everything I was a part of. Ushering, choiring, singing, whatever, vacation Bible school, camp, I just was a part of it. I had an exciting life. And with the prom situation, I have gone to about 200 proms now. Because of all of my spiritual children, I've come to your proms. You make me so proud. I cry at most all of in you all's yards and in front of your schools, and I'm taking pictures with you and with us. And I am the happiest person in the world. I am so proud of you. And I always tell all my babies, all you all, as you're driving away, we really want to go with you. But me and the parents, we know we got to stay back. But I know, Walter, it's coming. But I say, be mindful of the Lord. Be mindful. And I start screaming that as you're driving down in your fancy limousine. That's your pastor in the street. Stay mindful of the Lord. Stay mindful of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's me. Yeah, that's me. Amen. I see Camille laughing in the back. I really did her up. Yeah, amen. But all of you all, I just be mindful of the Lord. I love you so much, and I'm so proud of you. Now, on prom night weekend now, there's some who make bad choices. Ooh, they make some bad choices. Now, we want you to have an amazing time. We want you to have a good time. But we don't want you to have a time that you will later regret. So say no. Just say no. Amen. What would Jesus do? Then just say yes to that. Amen. Just say, I may only be in high school, but you know what? I want God's best for me. I may only be 12 or 13, but I'm going to say no because I want God's best for me. Saints, you got to represent your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Young people, when others are partying hard, when they're getting drunk, when they're getting high, you have to say, no, I want God's best for my life, and I'm going to represent my Lord. when others are using profane language or using obscene gestures or making obscene jokes, you got to say, no, I don't even want to listen. I'm not going to laugh. I'm going to represent my Lord. Now, we are your cloud of witnesses. We are here to cheer you on, young people, and that's what we're going to do this afternoon. And as you see printed in your order of service, the people in your balcony, that's us, we are bearing witness to your success, and we want to serve as an inspiration for what you can be. Amen. It's good to have a full balcony of supporters. Amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. We are here for at least three reasons for you to commemorate the moment. Every step that you make is a step of sacrifice. When you say, I'm going to save myself for my spouse, we want to support you in that. And each step forward, hallelujah, will take you closer to what God has for you. Then celebrate the present moment. We want to share your joy. Amen. We are going to be with you and celebrate because celebrations are scriptural and they are fun. And then we want to anticipate the next moment with you. We're in your balcony and we want to help you dream. You see, we are the people who believe in you. And we want to push and prod and pray for you to be the best you can possibly be. And no one succeeds in this life without a mentor, without somebody being in their balcony. Hallelujah. It's good to have somebody in your balcony. Now, you may say, well, I hadn't thought about that. But when you graduated from kindergarten, you put that little cap and gown, you went across the floor, knee-high to a grasshopper. There was somebody out there cheering for you. Either your mama, your daddy, your grandmama. It was either your neighbor, your pastor. It was somebody. But ever since kindergarten, somebody been cheering for you. Somebody has been in your balcony. Hallelujah. And we love you and want to encourage you. Now, when you feel like you're being tempted and you're feeling like you're being weak, we want you to know, not only are we in your balcony, there is someone who is whispering in your ear this verse, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Wait for what God has for you, young person. God's got something good for you. God's got somebody good for you. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, we praise your name. Oh, we say, who is that in your balcony? Oh, the word says, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Who is that in your balcony? He's reminding you that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Oh, you may only be a high schooler, college student, but God's got something good for you. And you've got a story to tell. You've got a testimony right now. And when the pressure hits, we want you to say, I have decided to follow Jesus. I've made Jesus my choice. You can say what you want to say about me. You can cut me out of your little clique. You can keep me out of your social club. You can just say you don't want nothing to do with me. But I want God's best, and I'm going to represent Jesus Christ. I've decided that the Lord has been so, so good. So good to me. And I want God's best, and I'm going to represent Jesus Christ, the one who came down to earth for you and for me about 2,000 years ago. He lived among us. He suffered on the cross. He died on that rugged cross, and he rose again. Amen. And so I've decided to represent Jesus. No turning back for me. No turning back. Oh, praise God, saints. Young people, in closing, I want to commend to you Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing that we are surrounded with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily entangle us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Who is in your balcony? Hallelujah. Who is in your balcony? We're in your balcony. Amen. But beside your parents and your family and friends, your lay pastors, your elders, your deacons, besides your church family, your neighbors, your aunties and uncles, there's someone in the balcony rooting for you, young people, cheering for you, encouraging you on. And that someone is God. Hallelujah. God is cheering for you. along with a large crowd of witnesses. God is guiding you. God is encouraging you. God is correcting you. God is supporting you. God is strengthening you. As our women's choir says, my strength, my help, it comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. And God constantly reminds all of us that we are never alone. Amen. As Christians, we've got the joy of knowing we're never alone. Amen. He promised never to leave us alone. So no matter where we find ourselves, no matter what situation we're in, God never leaves us alone. God is always in our balcony. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Now, the secret to perseverance is in the phrase, looking to Jesus. Everybody say, looking to Jesus. Each and every believer, young and old, should move forward in life according to this text. Looking to Jesus, looking to that one in that great cloud of witnesses who can help us and strengthen us and empower us and give us all that we need. And that one person is Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, our King, and our friend. And he will give us the perseverance we need to keep on no matter what's happening. Amen. It means when you fall down, hallelujah, Jesus helps pick you back up again and try again. Amen. Thank you, Lord. It means if you feel, everybody say feel like you're alone in the race. Hallelujah. Just keep looking to Jesus. You're not alone. Amen. God is in your balcony along with the great cloud of witnesses. Also, how to resist sexual temptation, how to resist peer pressure when others, they don't want God's best for them. As the women's choir sang for us today, I lift my eyes into the hills from whence comes my help, my strength. It comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Who is in your balcony, young people? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. His name is Jesus, and he's in your balcony today. Jesus who died on Calvary. Jesus is in your balcony, and he's all right. Praise God. Now, Just Forgiven is going to come now, and they're going to conclude this message. Just Forgiven is in your balcony. They're cheering you on, young people. They want God's best for your life, young people. As all of us here want God's best for your life, we are cheering you on. We want you to make good choices. Good choices that God can use you in great and mighty ways. Thank you, Just Forgiven. Thank you, Betty.
Hey, this is for all you children out there, from 8 to 80. This is for you.
Take away all the sins that we do.
That's what
join the dead, the try to get you, the be your tester with the silly dumb thing called peer pressure. See, you ain't cool unless you drop out of school. Standing on the corner with come the rest out, of the fools. No job, no money, no hope in sight. Babies you make, they cry all night. You ain't for real, see you cry for smoke. But when you finish with the joint, the next step is go. And even
preach, coke,
you got enough of the snack. So you make it a little stronger by adding some crack. Then you're willing to take the test and show everybody you can deal with this. You know the pressure just goes on and on for people who really think you're dumb. But just remember, you don't have to follow the lead. Your mind is your own. Hey, just keep it free. Don't be misled by those pressure fools. They only want to make you their tool. Stay in school. Stay drug free. Get an education. Raise a family. It's education that you need. Not smoke, sex, and coke. Your body is precious, don't make it a joke. When your pressure comes, you must stand tall from the force. The put your back against the wall, because if you have peer pressure, purchase a tool, and you will become a peer pressure fool. Stand tall, young lady, and young man. Can you lick peer pressure? Come you bet you can. Don't on, let them use it. Calm their blood. You can make it if you want to. Without that stuff, this pressure is you need the peer pressure, and you're the fool. Sex, drugs, and crime when your friends say no. Put a lid on peer pressure.
Say no,
not at all. I got to say, you can start right now and make your own way. Heed this advice. You won't have to pay the board of life and the brand new day.
Peace out.
Represent. You gotta represent. You gotta represent.